The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Okay, great. So hello and welcome to Happy Hour. It's lovely to see you. Those of you whom I can see on the tiny little strip, I have to go back and forth so that I can see at least some more of you and see your names. Ah, it makes me very happy to be with all of you, to be practicing together today's happy hour. So this week being the Thanksgiving week in the United States, for those who are joining us from other places in the world, there's a holiday, it's called Thanksgiving. And without getting into too much detail and the political aspects of it, I'll leave that all aside. But just to say, I'll share something personal. So when I moved to the U.S. from Iran years ago, I was so touched just hearing and not knowing anything about the background, but just learning that, oh, there is a holiday in this country, in this new country of mine called Thanksgiving, where people come together and give thanks. What a concept to have a holiday around giving thanks. We didn't have one, different holidays, but not this one. So I like to have this, continue to have this sense of appreciation or taking or reclaiming this time of the year to give thanks, to really bring our hearts to gratitude. So for this week's happy hour, the themes that I will explore and also just talked with Diana, and that's what she'll explore too tomorrow. Gratitude. We'll be exploring the different aspects of gratitude. And oh, and also an announcement. Thursday happy hour is no longer canceled. Don Neal, who's actually here, Don has volunteered to teach, to lead the Sangha on Thursday. So thank you, Don. Thank you for supporting the Sangha on Thursday. Yay! So that there can be continuity this whole week. So I'm just really, really delighted that we'll have continuity this week. That's great. So with that, there's so many different ways to explore this beautiful practice of gratitude. In Pali, katanyuta, both practice in various traditions, in so many traditions, the practice of gratitude, giving thanks, feeling grateful. And also there's so much research done on gratitude, on the benefits of gratitude, giving thanks, keeping a gratitude journal, et cetera, et cetera. There's a lot of research also in the psychological sciences about the benefits of gratitude. So one thing that I want to say that usually comes up is practicing gratitude isn't that you should feel grateful. There is no shoulding here. It's not that you have to feel grateful. Because if one approaches gratitude with a sense of should, well, you have so much in your life, you should be grateful. You shouldn't complain about, you know, what you're complaining about. Ouch. That does not work. It's not the practice. So the invitation to always keep in mind with practicing this, if you choose to, it's a matter of choice, is can I be grateful for this? Can I say thank you for this? And if the feeling comes up no, then don't push it. So it's just an invitation, and there's no should anywhere. And also the idea isn't that being grateful means you don't there's no negativity or there's no challenges or difficulty or suffering in life. Of course, both things to be grateful for, blessings, and yes, challenges too, both and. One doesn't overrule the other, both and. So one thing that I was really inspired by Actually, that's what I wanted to do this tonight's gratitude practice about. Maybe I'll say a couple of words. So this past week, maybe a couple of days ago, I heard on the radio, maybe I can put a later, don't search for it. Later, I'll put the link in the chat so that you don't search for it right now or look it up. But just I'll describe it first. There was a program called TED Radio Hour. It's also a podcast. And there was this report of this person called, gosh, I forgot their name, A.J. Jacobs. A.J. Jacobs, that's right. So who's a commentator and author, etc. Anyway, so program was about how he decided to take on the practice of gratitude. So he decided, and this is a practice, by the way, we do in guided meditations and especially Thich Nhat Hanh interbeing. When you take one article, something, let's say, something you're wearing or something you're eating, and you try in your mind to thank all the beings, all the people who had something to do with how this got to you, how, you know, for example, the scarf, how this got to me in my mind, like, oh, wow, the person who gave it to me and the person who got it to the store and the person who made it and the, you know, all this structure, you start to think about them. So this author was doing that. They decided to do it with their morning coffee. So they were doing in their mind, thanks, you know, thanking the barista, thanking the person who had grown the coffee and the person who had driven it on the roads, etc. You get the picture. Person who stocked it on the shelf. And their son says something like, oh, Dad, none of the, you know, the people whom you're thanking, they're not hearing you. So he makes it into a personal project to actually travel to all the places and physically thank everyone who was responsible for his cup of coffee. So this becomes a journey that he writes about. He actually goes to South America. I mean, not only the baristas and the people who drive and, you know, and he goes to South America and thanks the farmers and they say, well, yes, thank you. So they take it to heart and then they become a part of it and say, well, we could never do our job if it wasn't for these other people who supplied us with this and the water and the this. And so it becomes this huge project. So he says he realized it doesn't take a village to make his coffee. It takes the whole world. It takes the whole world. For him to have this cup of coffee. So this sense of, wow, so many people, so many human beings, so many causes and conditions, and just a sense of humility and a sense of gratitude of us being part of this vibrant network of humanity. And so I've spoken more than I wanted to, but let's make that the theme. So I'll have some invitations for us to explore that, and then there would be some other ways we'll explore it the rest of the week. So let's start meditating. So I invite you to get into your meditation posture. Letting go of all the words. Letting go of all the words. And landing. Landing in your body. Landing in this breath. Landing in this moment. Connecting with the body, with the breath, with your feet, with your legs, connected to the earth. Your sit bones, connected to the earth via the chair or the cushion. The contact points between the feet, the earth, your bottom, the chair, your hands, your lap. Inviting yourself to let go. Let the balloon of thoughts, the helium balloon of thoughts, let them all float away, inviting them to float away. And connecting, inviting the awareness to connect, to receive the breath, the sensations of breathing, the sensations of the abdomen contracting and expanding in. In the lower belly. And let the body, invite the body to be soft, relaxed. Letting the spine be upright. The sense of integrity, sitting upright, and yet the rest of the body, the rest of the muscles, the soft tissue invited to relax. The body can be upright, the soft tissue as relaxed as if you were lying in bed, letting go of any tension, inviting the mind to relax, just rest, cuddle with the breath in the abdomen, soft and cozy. Receiving each in-breath And each out breath, letting, inviting the mind to rest. If thoughts arise, smiling at them, thank you. Thank you for visiting now. Please come back later. Ah, and smilingly returning to the breath, to this body. Appreciating a moment of refuge, just sitting and being breathed. Now I would like to invite you, if you wish, to choose maybe an item of clothing you're wearing right now. It's keeping you comfortable, warm, maybe protecting you from the elements, protecting your skin. And first, just appreciating, not taking for granted. Appreciating this inanimate object. Many times on meditation retreats, when people get up from their cushion, they turn around after bowing to the Buddha and appreciating gratitude, they bow to their cushion for having supported them. It's a lovely gesture. And maybe in your mind, appreciating this piece of clothing, maybe you appreciate its comfort, maybe its color, its warmth. As if you were giving a little bow playfully to this little item of clothing as a gesture. Again, playfully, not taking it seriously, but just playfully. Thank you. Thank you for keeping me clothed. Thanks for your presence in my life. I think it is an art. It's a practice not to take even inanimate objects for granted in our life. Not just people, but by extension, the inanimate objects, not in a way of being greedy, but just appreciating, not taking anything for granted, including inanimate objects. So not taking this piece of clothing for granted, appreciating. As if you were touching it with appreciation, folding it with appreciation and gratitude for gracing your life for this brief period of time that you're alive, being your companion. Now, having appreciated this piece of clothing, maybe someone gave it to you, in which case I invite you to imagine in your mind as if you were thanking them in this moment again. Thank you for this gift. This gift of generosity. Or maybe you got it yourself from a store or online. Or maybe there was someone, a human being, a cashier who rung you up, or someone who put it in the box. Or delivered it to you. Choose one of these human beings. And if you find your mind kind of curmudgeonly voice comes up saying, well, it's their job. Yeah, that's okay. Yes, it is their job. And just to reduce human beings just to their function in the world. To just what they do as objects of getting stuff to us is demeaning, is not seeing their humanity. Seeing that a living, breathing human who's just like me, hopes and dreams, has sorrow, and laughter and joy, just wants to be happy, just like me. Somehow through their actions, they came in contact with you. Through their direct actions, so thanking them. This being bringing them to mind. If you saw them as a cashier or imagine them. Maybe as a FedEx employee or delivering the package. Thank you. And also if you're not connecting to this practice, hang in here. Because the practice of gratitude at some point, it shifts and turns our perspective. As many people have reported, they feel more well-being, they feel happier, they feel more goodness in their lives if they just stick to it, even if they start with feeling they're going through the motions. So hang in here. Hang in here if that's the case. And if you're connecting, find a way to connect with the humanity of the person. Just like you, you could have been the person at the store or at FedEx. Could have been you. The common humanity of us touching each other's lives through our actions. And then there was some other human being who drove the cargo, thanking them. Otherwise, this, if it wasn't for their actions, this piece of clothing wouldn't have made it to you. So conjuring them up. Thank you for what you do in the world. Thank you for your work. You are connected to this human being in unseen ways. And of course, the road, if it weren't for the road, the person would have been able to drive. So in your heart, thanking those who made the road, made the asphalt, created the asphalt, laid the asphalt. The architect who designed the road. So, in your own time, taking the time, the web of interconnection in each of these beings, the person, if you're wearing something that's cotton, say, the people who grew the plant, the people who manufactured the equipment, to make the cotton into threaded garment. So many directions you can go. Take your time. Take your time and pace yourself. Take your time and pace yourself. Feeling a sense of interconnection. Thanking each and every of these beings. Taking a pause and coming back to your body if at any point it becomes overwhelming. And letting your body relax and soften. Not getting too heady with all the interconnections. Maybe this practice at some point becomes just breathing, settled in the body and appreciating whole communities of people all across the world in an unseen web of interconnection who support you, who have supported you. And similarly, how you, through your actions, whatever it might be, through your work, through caring for others, caring for your family, friends, you have contributed in seen and unseen ways, in ways you cannot even imagine or fathom, the lives of so many others. And imagining, perhaps, so many people whom you don't even know, who've somehow been touched. And tracing all the connections may not even be possible, but see yourself being thanked by a group of people, by a large community of people. Maybe you said something kind to someone, and then in turn they did something kind for someone else since you improved their mood, and so on and so forth. You don't know the impact and the consequences of your actions. But trusting that so many actions, so many wholesome actions, so many wholesome consequences, impacts in the world. And trusting. Trusting that you're part of this web and you too are being thanked. You are interconnected in this web. You're absolutely part of this web of humanity. For the last minutes of this practice, practicing gratitude, I'd like to invite you to imagine yourself thanking some of the people that you take for granted, that we all take for granted, but just thanking them. Maybe, again, if you go to a grocery store, the person who is at the cashier. Imagining in your mind, and maybe later in person, first in your mind, imagining a moment of human connection. Just seeing their humanity, not seeing them as a robot, as an object that gets you what you want or need, but to see their humanity. To see their humanity. Let yourself be touched. There is a living, breathing, suffering human being. It's coming in contact with you and serving you and thanking them. Thank you. Sense of appreciation. There are people, so we don't take them as if they're inanimate objects. Appreciating their aspirations. Goodwill, their life, the complexity of their life. Complexity of their inner world, just as compelling and complex as yours. Lastly, thanking yourself for having shown up, having practiced whatever showed up, whatever happened or did not happen, without attaching to outcome, but just appreciating yourself for having showed up. And appreciating this whole community of wonderful people showing up with you and practicing with you on Zoom, on YouTube, or in cyberspace, listening to the talks later, your Sangha, spread out in time and space. And appreciating all who've supported you. Your family, your friends, appreciating them, thanking them in your heart and your mind. Thank you for being in my life. Even challenging people, people you have challenges with, thank you for supporting me to grow in ways I wouldn't otherwise. Extending your circle of appreciation. To all beings, on this planet Earth, and the planet Earth itself. May our practice of gratitude, appreciation, support the expansion of our heart. In seeing beauty and grace of itself and in everything and everyone, and wake up. Thank you all. Thanks everyone for your practice. So many places we can go with gratitude. So much to be grateful for, so little time. And if you like to share reflections, then type them in chat. for everyone to raise your hand, raise your blue hand, because your physical hand I may not see. Nav says, thanking everyone who got this shirt on my back, led me beyond the fields where the threads were grown. It reminded me the way to bake an apple pie is to begin with the creation of the universe. That's it. That's exactly it. Yeah. Yeah, it's astounding. I stopped narrating because if I talked, I would be talking the whole time. I wanted you to kind of explore it on your own. But hey, it's just one thing. It's like, wow, so many people are involved. And now another thing, so many other people are involved. It's like it's really the whole universe, as you were saying. You're sweet. Neil, thank you, Nikki, for all your time and effort. Metta and hugs. Ah, I'm getting thank yous. This is sweet. Thank you. Thank you for showing up, all of you. And thank you, Neil. Forrest says, I was touched by how much each of us wants our work to matter. And it does. Oh, beautiful. Thank you, Forrest. Love that. April says, Thich Nhat Hanh, interbeing. Nothing exists separate from anything else. Exactly. That's right. Yeah. I believe I did give credit to him earlier. And yes, thank you for, because this is often the one way that he invites the practice of interbeing. And Violet offers feeling so much gratitude for the happy hour Sangha and teachers, the hundreds and thousands touched by now on Zoom, YouTube, and Audio Dharma. Such generous offering. Ah, oh, thank you, Violet. And if it weren't for you, if you weren't here, I wouldn't be here. So thank you for showing up and showing up day after day after day. Victoria says, feeling awe and seeing how we are interconnected. Feeling thankful for your guidance. Thank you, Victoria. And thank you for you showing up and for all of you. And also gratitude from Srihari. And mooselessness is the ID. And oh, yes. And Jerry has their hand up. Here, let me. So please, Jerry. Yes.
Well, first of all, it's good to be back to see you, Nikki, and I've been away. But thank you for the practice today, particularly. And I guess I was struck at the very end by thinking, oh my goodness, I enjoyed the moment of trying to take my garment back to where it was manufactured and all the people that got there. And then at the very end, as you were inviting us back, I thought, my goodness, we're going to get out of this pandemic by all of our work together, and including all of the scientists that have been working on vaccines and the distribution of the vaccines. And so as a physician, I was struck by the interdependence of us all for the collective good. So it was a moment of great thanksgiving for all of the work that's being done and will continue to be done to help us all.
Yeah, thank you, Jerry. As you say that, I find my heart resonating and trembling with gratitude for so much effort and so many beings and their families who are supporting them and then you can kind of take this into the direction and all of the people who are supporting them doing this work, all the farmers who are growing the food that they eat, you know, to be able to do this work, right? So it just kind of comes exponential again, as Naf put it, becomes the whole universe. Thank you, Jerry. Appreciate that. Claire says, gratitude is wanting what you have. Love it. Yes, so wise. That's it. And Wendy says, touched by how much each of us contributes, seen and unseen, to humanity interbeing. Yes, beautiful. Thank you, Wendy. Indeed, to have also the sense of appreciation for ourselves. And Vicky also shares appreciation. You're very welcome, Vicky, this leading us on this journey of gratitude. Yes, journey. It feels like a journey. We're all traveling together. Very sweet. So, dear ones, let's have a few minutes of traveling this journey of gratitude together in small breakout groups. You can thank each other for showing up and doing this practice. It's just wholeheartedly, and you can be thanked. Just really appreciate it for who you are right now, showing up just as you are. You don't have to be any different. And the invitation is, you can share what came up for you in this practice or anything. You can just silently beam gratitude or be grateful. So just the time to practice together. So I'm going to create the breakout rooms. I hope you stay if you can. And if you can't stay, that's perfectly understandable. No problem. So let's see. Da, 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 da. Okay, I'm going to create the rooms. And it's again, it's come a little, since I upgraded it, it's become a little strange as, oh, here we go. Okay, I'm going to create the breakout rooms. Thank you for the comments. I'm going to read them in a moment, but I need to create the rooms first. Here we go. Okay, so let's see. All right, so dear ones, I'm going to open them now. And here you go. How fun. You're going to get to be each other in groups and thank each other. I'm excited for you. Here we go. Okay, all the rooms are closed. Welcome back, everyone. And we have a couple of minutes for any reflections. Oh, before I wanted to share this. Oh, sweet, Charlie, I see your daughter. Oh, sweet. Hi. Sweet. Nice. Hi. I wanted to share with you the link for the NPR program I mentioned. And the title of it is, for those who will be just hearing on Audio Dharma, A.J. Jacobs, How We Can Thank Those We Take for Granted. And it's a 12-minute, 14-minute listen, and it's definitely worth it. Yes, so any reflections, please. You can type in chat or raise your hand if you wish. How are the groups tonight? Oh, yeah, the power of gratitude journaling. Yeah, exactly. Very powerful practice. Yeah. In fact, maybe that would be the invitation for this week. I wonder, we can do that actually on Wednesday. Oh, well, but maybe this week, maybe taking this week to jot down, maybe tonight before you go to bed, jot down three things in an email. And send it to yourself. Three things you're grateful for, or maybe just jot them down somewhere. Three things you're grateful for. It's, thank you for bringing that up, April. Any other reflections? We have another minute. Claire, yes, please. Nope, still muted. There.
It's going to sound a little know-it-all-ish or whatever. But one of the things I shared with my group is that for a number of years, I have circulated with two very close friends a gratitude list by email every day with right. Three things. Each of us shares three things, and we've been doing it for quite a while. And it's made a major contribution to my attitude and the way I experience life.
In
the beginning, really hard. All I could see was what was wrong.
Right.
You know, and little by slowly, it becomes a practice of looking for the good things that are going on.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. It doesn't sound know-it-all-ish at all, Claire. You sound like many of the subjects in the so many studies that have been run on gratitude who say the same thing. There are research reports upon research reports, how people say, and I've done this too myself actually for a long time. I had a gratitude journal and then for a while with a relative, we exchanged emails every night, and it kind of, you start to see things differently. And It happens for everyone. You know, you and I are not special. It just, this is what happens with this practice. You start to, and also what A.J. Jacobs talks about his talk, as you say, he tends to be curmudgeonly. So he wakes up in the morning, he's kind of curmudgeonly. And then through this project, he's been getting himself to write thank you letters. And then he's happier. His perspective, he's become a different person. He's become a different person. His perspective is one of seeing grace and beauty and things to appreciate in the world instead of just picking a problem. So your lens, your perception changes. So with that, we have come to the end of Happy Hour, another hour well spent practicing, cultivating. So thank you all. Deep, deep, deep gratitude to every single one of you for showing up, for practicing, showing up online when you can. And I know so many people can't, but they listen afterwards. So thank you for your practice, the offering, giving your heart to this practice for your own benefit and for the benefit of all beings everywhere and all that you do. So may you all be safe, happy, healthy, well. May your heart be filled with goodness. And I'm going to invite you all to unmute yourself if you wish. Yeah.
Thank you, Nikki. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
Yes. Hi, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you,
everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you, Nikki.
Bye. Bye, Charles Lee's daughter.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, Jonathan.
Wait, all right.
Thank
wait.
You, Jesse.
Oh, wait, guys. Wait, guys. I want you guys to see my brother.
All right.
He's already asleep. He's already asleep.
Lovely.
Oh, no, guys.
Thank you, Nikki.
Thank you all.
Bye.
Bye.
All right.
Thank you.
Sweet. Thank you, Charles Lee. Thanks for sharing your family. This is so sweet. It warms my heart.
Well, thank you. Good night.
Thank you. Good night. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.